Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Just about everyone has a story of where they were when they heard about the 9/11 attacks. WBUR.org is asking listeners to share their stories on our webpage or Twitter account, and we've received dozens of comments. We're calling them flashbulb memories. Here are a few of them.
Michael Ratty. It was the second day of my very first job out of college, Boston. A guy barged into the office just letting us know that a plane hit the World Trade Center and that he would keep us posted. We thought it was an accident, and about 20 seconds later, the same guy barged in and with much more worry in his voice said, "Another plane has hit the other tower. We're under attack."
I'm Nicole Davis, and on September 11th, I was in Meredith, New Hampshire. I mean, everything stopped once we realized what was happening, and just groups and groups of classes would all cram into every room and just try to cram around these televisions, and all we could do was just watch TV.
My name is Eric Berman, and I was living in Arlington, Massachusetts on September 11th. They closed the office for the day, and everybody was sent home. And I was at Alewife when I realized that my brother's first day of work at his new job in New York City was on September 10th, and I did not have any ability to get him via cell phone, and it was a very scary couple of hours until I heard back from him.